באנגלית, מועד ב', קיץ תשס"ט 2009, לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה'. שלום רב, היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello listeners and welcome to Health Magazine. Our guest today is Dr. Leslie Robinson of the National Anti-Smoking Association. Hello, Dr. Robinson.
Hello.
Your association has just put out a warning about the effects that parents smoking has on their children. Can you tell us more about this?
Well, a lot of parents only smoke when they are alone in the car or when their kids are out of the house. They believe that by simply opening the windows, they will clear away the secondhand smoke. You know, the smoke that stays in the air. But now our experts have identified an additional threat connected to smoking that is even more dangerous. They call it third-hand smoke.
I've heard of second-hand smoke, of course, but third-hand smoke?
Yes. That's the term used to describe the poisonous mixture of chemicals in the smoke that sticks to everything. Skin, hair, clothing, etc. Even though you cannot see third-hand smoke, it is there. And it stays behind long after you think all the smoke has cleared from a room. It also gets into furniture and carpets, so that you can easily get it on your clothes by sitting down, or on your hands, simply by touching something. Since young children often put their fingers in their mouth, third-hand smoke is more dangerous for them than for adults. But of course, everyone is affected by it. Have you noticed the smell when you go into a room where people have been smoking? That unpleasant smell comes from the third-hand smoke that has stuck to everyone and everything.
Well, we may not like the smell, but do people know how serious the problem really is?
No, I'm afraid they don't. According to a study we did recently, the vast majority of both smokers and non-smokers are aware that secondhand smoke is harmful. But far fewer of them are aware of the dangers of third-hand smoke. In fact, the term itself is so new that our researchers decided not to use it when interviewing people. So instead they asked, "Do you agree that being in a room where people smoked the day before can harm children?" Only 23% of the people they spoke to realized that this meant coming into contact with third-hand smoke and were aware of the dangers.
And did those people who were aware of the risks do anything about it?
Yes, they did. Our researchers found that people who were only aware of the dangers of secondhand smoke generally allowed smoking in their own homes or cars because they thought the problem could be solved by simply opening a window. But it was different for the people who already knew about the risks of third-hand smoke. Those people told us they had stopped allowing anyone to smoke in their homes, cars, or anywhere near their children. So I would say we have an important message here. Awareness does make a difference, and efforts should be made to educate as many people as possible, as quickly as possible, about the problem.
Well, Dr. Robinson, you've given us a lot to think about. Thank you for coming to the studio. And to you, listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע השנית. Thank you. ואתה השידור השני.
Hello listeners and welcome to Health Magazine. Our guest today is Dr. Leslie Robinson of the National Anti-Smoking Association. Hello, Dr. Robinson.
Hello.
Your association has just put out a warning about the effects that parent smoking has on their children. Can you tell us more about this?
Well, a lot of parents only smoke when they are alone in the car or when their kids are out of the house. They believe that by simply opening the windows, they will clear away the secondhand smoke. You know, the smoke that stays in the air. But now our experts have identified an additional threat connected to smoking that is even more dangerous. They call it third-hand smoke.
I've heard of second-hand smoke, of course, but third-hand smoke?
Yes, that's the term used to describe the poisonous mixture of chemicals in the smoke that sticks to everything. Skin, hair, clothing, etc. Even though you cannot see third-hand smoke, it is there. And it stays behind long after you think all the smoke has cleared from a room. It also gets into furniture and carpets, so you can easily get it on your clothes by sitting down, or on your hands simply by touching something. Since young children often put their fingers in their mouth, third-hand smoke is more dangerous for them than for adults. But of course, everyone is affected by it. Have you noticed the smell when you go into a room where people have been smoking? That unpleasant smell comes from the third-hand smoke that has stuck to everyone and everything.
Well, we may not like the smell, but do people know how serious the problem really is?
No, I'm afraid they don't. According to a study we did recently, the vast majority of both smokers and non-smokers are aware that secondhand smoke is harmful, but far fewer of them are aware of the dangers of third-hand smoke. In fact, the term itself is so new that our researchers decided not to use it when interviewing people. So instead they asked, "Do you agree that being in a room where people smoked the day before can harm children?" Only 23% of the people they spoke to realized that this meant coming into contact with third-hand smoke and were aware of the dangers.
And did those people who were aware of the risks do anything about it?
Yes, they did. Our researchers found that people who were only aware of the dangers of secondhand smoke generally allowed smoking in their own homes or cars because they thought the problem could be solved by simply opening a window. But it was different for the people who already knew about the risks of third-hand smoke. Those people told us they had stopped allowing anyone to smoke in their homes, cars, or anywhere near their children. So I would say we have an important message here. Awareness does make a difference, and efforts should be made to educate as many people as possible, as quickly as possible, about the problem.
Well, Dr. Robinson, you've given us a lot to think about. Thank you for coming to the studio. And to you listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות.